Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, I tell you what, you are in for a big treat, because if you love craft beer and if you love righteous ribs, you are going to love our live broadcast from the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company on the southeast corner of Grand and Swan. We are having a smoked rib and craft beer party of epic magnitude. Come on over here to Sentinel Peak, southeast corner of Grant and Swan. As I said, the party is just getting underway. We got all kinds of things happening from our good friends from the Rusty Truck Barbecue Company. Jake Walker is working hard. We got Jeremy Hildebrand and his firefighting brethren in beer, crafting some beautiful suds. The party is just awesome. You got to come over here and enjoy this live broadcast from the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company. Now, as we think about ribs, and we think about beer, and we think about all that's right in the world, our pathway to our celebrity co-host this Saturday goes to a guy who knows more about ribs and beer, especially in the same sentence and how they go together. He's the Fuego Daddy himself. My friend Alan Seaven is in the house.
Right on, Matt. Great to be here. What a crowd. You know, if you're going to come down here, you better come early to get a place to park.
I mean, I'm telling you.
You can't even get in.
I mean, when they say Rusty Truck Barbecue Company, there literally is a Rusty Truck smoking ribs out in the parking lot. The Easy Up, the Rusty Truck girls are here.
Really? I missed that on the way in.
How much more fun can we be having?
I got here too early, 10 minutes before we went on the air.
Well, as our listeners know, around this time every year, you and I get together and we prepare our palates for excellence. You and I get to take our annual pilgrimage to Sparks, Nevada for the most epic of barbecue rib competitions. The Nugget Rib Cook-Off is just, I don't know, 18, 19 days away. You, my friend, and all of your royalty are returning again as the head judge. How are you preparing for Nugget this year?
Well, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, but it's the only Labor Day weekend I know that goes for 6 days. So, you know, and for me, you know, it's torture being the lead judge. I can't taste any ribs till after the competition.
That's right.
In case you guys have a tie, you know, I have to save the precious palate.
Now, do they tell you that in the bylaws when
they
invited you to be head judge?
Yeah, in the bylaws. Well, yeah, they tell you too, otherwise we'll disqualify you.
That's right.
Because I'm coming back. I lose track of how many, but I think it's about 15 years. What are you now? You're five or six.
This will be my sixth year as
right
a judge.
On.
Yeah. You know, working my way in, you know, now it's, I'm like part of the furniture up there in
Sparks,
Nevada.
All the rib you can eat, all the beer you can drink, you know, what more can you ask for?
Yeah, so we're going to have Randy Kennedy from the Nugget Casino and Resort. He's going to be coming on the show in just a few minutes talking about what they're doing this year. Now, this is 500,000 people who will collectively consume 280,000 pounds of ribs over 5 days.
That's a lot of tonnage. That's a lot of tonnage. You know, and they have to be able, it's really like the masters of rib cooking, because they have to be able to produce huge volume. And I saw Bone Daddy, you know, who won last year.
Right.
I think he's won it the most times.
Yeah, he's won two or three times, I think, since I've done it.
Four, baby.
Four, I think.
And then 1 year, Famous Dave, he won it 2 years in a row, and everybody got mad at the judges. Were you there when
that happened? Oh, I remember that.
You know, hey, what's going on?
A little
what's
fishy.
The problem? Is the fix in? You know, kind of like the election this year. Is it rigged? You know.
You know, it didn't take you long. 7 minutes and 16 seconds past the hour. We're already talking politics.
But it wasn't rigged. You know what I said? I said, hey, I know what the problem is. He's got the best rib. So
right.
You know that. I mean that because we do the double blind tasting, as you know. So really, even the judges don't know.
Exactly. And there even is a representative of one of the cookers who was there observing to make sure that there's no monkey business. And so it's all totally cool. So
you got it, baby.
So anyway, we're looking forward. We're gonna have Randy on in a couple of minutes. But what have you been doing lately? What have you been eating and live dating with these
days? I've been everywhere. Well, you know, as you know, I travel. I work for a company called Rational Cooking Systems. We have the self cooking center. Really, I call it the iPad of commercial cooking machines. And I was up in Boise just this last week. I got to float down the Boise River. I was in San Antonio. Got to go to the Alamo a couple months ago.
Man,
I've been in Denver, Vegas, Chicago. Going to Albuquerque Monday, Tuesday, and probably the Pièce de la Résistance, El Paso, just about a month ago.
Of course.
I'm joking about that.
Of course. Now, I remember when you first started this gig with Rationale, I don't know, several years ago, mm-hmm. you know, your market was sort of a fairly defined market. Your market seems to expand every year.
Yeah, really exploding. I mean, it's if you're not familiar with it, it's you know, it's called a combi steamer. One piece of equipment does 90% of your functions. A lot of markets you'll see it where they're roasted chickens, things like that. And it truly is exploding. We grow by 20-25% every year. Right. So it's a great company to be involved with.
I will say
growth,
so.
You know,
growth. That's what it's all about. Now, any folks in the southern Arizona restaurant scene that are working with your products? I mean,
lots of them. I mean, up at the grill at Hacienda, down at the University Marriott, Sprout stores, chains. Too many to mention.
Too many to mention. Well, you've been busy.
Exactly.
Busy to say the least.
Exactly.
Any vacations this
summer? You know, we usually take a couple of weeks, but I'm going to cut it short, and I'm going to try a little staycation. You know, here in Arizona,
right
maybe
on.
Play a little golf, sharpen up the game, see if I can make it to the Olympics, you know, in golf in 4 years. Who knows? Hey, if Phelps can do it, you know, I can do it. I guess I'm a little older than 31, though, come to think of it.
We're talking to Alan Zeman, the Z-Man and the Fuego Daddy himself. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this live broadcast from the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company. Now, I hoisted an Ice Break IPA to start this hour. Now, what are you sucking on over there?
I got the Dunkel over here, but, you know, we gotta close with a prickly pear ale, I think.
Yeah, well, there's
that
only...
might be more Tara's beverage of choice. I don't know.
You know, there's only, well, I think, only one more keg left of the prickly pear ale.
Oh, really?
So with Alan Zeman in the house, that is going to be drained in record time. But the Dunkel is sort of a German-inspired
beer.
Yeah,
it's good, man. Well, I'm a dark beer drinker. I like it. I think it's got a little more flavor, a little more robustness. I think it will go very well with the ribs.
I would say so. And we're actually going to be doing a little rib tasting of our own. I mean, these guys are probably shaking in their shoes.
I know, otherwise I wouldn't be here.
That Alan Zeman is going to be actually trying some of Jake Walker's ribs. Now, speaking of beer, are you astounded, as are a lot of people in our audience? I mean, when you were running a restaurant, you know, 15 plus years ago, I think there were
only 10.
10 years ago.
There was like
two breweries in southern Arizona.
Yeah, that's true.
There's probably going to be three more before the show is over.
It's amazing.
We're up
to
like 15 brewers now.
They're getting to be like restaurants anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But I think selling beer and selling alcohol, your longevity usually is a little more secure than it is being a restaurant.
Yeah,
you know,
right
it's a tough racket in a restaurant business.
You did it for years.
Yeah. Hey, you got some kind of a surprise coming today, too, huh?
We absolutely
tease
do.
Tease them, Matt.
I mean, I wish I knew what we were going to be saying, but Jake Walker from the Rusty Truck Barbecue Company and Jeremy Hildebrand from Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, there's a little announcement of sorts. There's breaking news, which our advertisers
demand
we do.
Is it about the barbecue girls, or is it...
It's a family show, Alan.
Oh, that's right.
No, we're going to be at some point during the show. There's going to be an announcement here, live, breaking news. We're going to be really looking forward to what these guys have to say. I'm giddy because I love breaking news. I love doing it on this show. And hey, there's our good friend Michael Lopez, a guy who knows his way around a hog. He's one of our serious barbecue chiefs.
Oh, excellent.
But anyway, all the celebrities are in the house. I see Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie is here, making his way through a rack of ribs like a champion. All kinds of people.
You almost didn't get a table to do the show, Matt.
Coming out,
you know?
Well, come on down to our live broadcast from the Sentinel Peak Barbecue, Sentinel Peak Brewing Company on the southeast corner of Grant and Swan. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and then as promised, when we come back, we're going to be talking to our good friend Randy Kennedy of the Nugget Casino and Resort up in Sparks, Nevada, talking about this year's Nugget Rib Cook-Off. You don't want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu
on
104.1 KQTH.
No!
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge.
The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, southeast corner of Grant and Swan. We've got the Rusty Truck Barbecue guys smoking some ribs out in the parking lot. We are literally surrounded by suds, every possible beer you can imagine. Come on out here to Sentinel Peak Brewing Company. Have a great party. Now, as we're talking about the Nugget Ribs, Alan Zeman, coming up in just a couple of weeks, and when you think about the sort of the Reno area, the Sparks area, there's one place that is at the epicenter of adventure and entertainment. It's the Nugget Casino.
The Nugget
Resort.
Casino.
Now, why don't you bring on our next guest, Alan?
It's a fixture. Is the one and only Randy Kennedy. He's been there. He's done that. You know, I think we might see him at Gilly's on Saturday and Sunday night as well.
And I'm taking pictures.
Or at Eddie Money. But I won't be saying take me home tonight to him.
Now, do you know that you've never seen Eddie Money and Randy Kennedy in the same room at the same time?
Sounds at our age, sounds like a scary sight, I got to tell you.
Randy, yeah, how you doing, brother?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Doing great. We're having a good time. We're going to be eating some ribs and drinking some beer. But I got to tell you, I'm so excited that you found a couple of minutes to step away from the frenetic pace that you have been in over the last several months, getting ready for this event of epic magnitude. I mean, are you ready for 500,000 people to converge on Sparks, Nevada here in a couple of weeks?
We are more than ready. We are so ready. It's always an amazing event, as you guys well know. Here's a little feather in our cap, and I got to get this in. I just need to let you know, our festival won Best Barbecue Festival in the Nation in USA Today Readers Poll.
Oh, right on!
Huge applause, applause!
Let me tell you, it's quite a feather in our cap, and it's just kind of a testament to how much fun and what a great festival it really is.
Now, were you in the press room at USA Today, just like one of the rib cookers, or in the In the judging?
I was not there for the actual countdown, but boy, we sure made a concerted effort to make sure they knew about us, and
it's got to be one of the biggest, and it's, you know, we all know it's the best, so that's great recognition.
It's a wonderful accolade for a wonderful event.
Good deal.
So, you know, Alan and I, you know, Alan has been doing this now for what, 20?
I think 16 years. I kind of lost track.
16 or so.
Maybe 17, maybe. I think 98 or 99, something like that.
Yeah, this is going to be my.
We're getting to that age where we, you know, we kind of forget those things, right, Alan? You know.
Well, as I was quoted in the Reno Gazette, I usually come down there and party like a rock star.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, this is going to be my sixth year as a judge. And I tell you what, Randy, this event, you know, it has at its core all of the great things that have come to define it. But it seems like every year it just keeps getting bigger and it keeps getting better. What do you have in the lineup for people that are coming up from Tucson to this event? Now, Alan and I always love running into people from Southern Arizona up at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off. What can people expect when they arrive on the plaza there for this incredible event?
Well, as we've talked about in past years, we've got the Nugget World Rib Eating Championship. That kicks the whole thing off on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. This year, again, we're going to have the two top-ranked eaters on the planet, Joey Chestnut and Matt Stoney. Matt Stoney unseated Joey last year.
He did, indeed.
So we've got a little rivalry going, but apparently Joey topped him in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this year. So we've got a heck of a rivalry. That kicks off on Wednesday night. And then we've got a presidential pig race on Thursday during the day.
Ah.
So there's a lot
the
of
The fix is going to be in on that, I bet, too, man.
Well, you know. We're trying to figure out if we can get a toupee on one of the pigs. I'm not going to say, you know, who that might be.
No, I think a little lipstick might be apropos, though. I don't know.
Yeah, on the other pig, exactly. There you go.
That's awesome. So how many ribs did they eat in that cooking contest? You know, it's 280,000 pounds for the whole festival. Some were saying that just Joey and Stoney did about half of those. Is that true?
On the very first night, no less. No, the world record, I believe, Joey has it, and it's 13.2-something pounds. It's on our website, and it's a 12-minute contest. So if you can imagine 13 pounds of ribs, think about that.
Dad is pounding the ribs over a pound a minute. Now, what do? You weigh them before and then weigh the bones and do the math, or what happens?
Exactly. We weigh them before.
You got to bring in a CPA for that, don't you?
Let me tell you, I've been doing it. This will be my 11th year, and I'm one of the weighmasters / idiots on stage handing out ribs. And it's we keep it very just like the rib contest itself. You know, we make sure that everything's all buttoned up and the numbers are right.
Yeah, because you could throw a couple of ribs under the table or something, and then you'd get credit for that. You'd get credit for that weight, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
So you have to issue the ribs and then make sure they turn them all in.
Exactly. We actually have people on stage watching, and there have been some ribs that have hit the deck in past years. We make sure we're watching where those go, and then they have to go back up in the pan and reweigh. So
now our listeners know that there is no cost to attend this event. You just show up. Of course, you pay for what you eat. You find out you can taste as many ribs as you want. You just go from booth to booth. You pay for what you drink, but there's no admission fee. There's no gate fee, and you're actually going to be able to see Eddie Money perform live, on that Sunday, right?
Take me home tonight. Two tickets.
Two tickets.
Going to the rib cook-off is two tickets to paradise, right? I mean,
is Ronnie going to be there? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Have to wheel her in, probably.
So, Randy, this is all happening Labor Day weekend, again, up at the Nugget Casino and Resort in beautiful downtown Sparks, Nevada. Now, Randy, remind all of our listeners where all the information is, how they can learn more about the event, and especially how they can make plans to attend and party with Alan Zeman like a rock star that he is.
Absolutely, and it tells about all the judges like Matt Russell as well. The place to go is NuggetRibCookoff.com. It's got all the information, all the lineup for entertainment, the cookers, anything you could want about the event.
Great, NuggetRibCookoff.com. Anyway, Randy Kennedy, go back to work. You're one of the hardest working guys
it's
I know.
It's hot August nights right now, isn't it, Randy?
actually, that was last week. I'm taking three breaths in between the two big events. So, we're flinging and slinging right now.
All right, Randy, we got to go, baby.
No rest for the weary. Randy, we'll see you in a couple weeks, brother.
See you guys. Take care.
Right on. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, he's here, the Honorable Jeremy Hildebrand, one of our brothers in brew from Sentinel Pink Brewing Company, is going to be here on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 AQTH.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live. I'm Matt Russell, broadcasting live from the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, southeast corner of Grant and Swan, with my celebrity co-host, the Honorable Fuego Daddy, Alan Zeman.
I'm here. Let's get to the star of the show here, baby.
Well, I gotta say, you're making your way through that dunkel like a madman.
Knocking it back like lemonade on a hot summer day.
Well, one of the guys behind the dunkel, the said dunkel, and behind some spectacular suds, is a guy who, again, one of the hardest working people here, in southern Arizona. He is a first responder extraordinaire and a man who knows how to brew a killer brew from Sentinel Peak Brewing Company. Jeremy Hildebrand is here.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming down. I mean, this is great. This is a great evening. We're really happy to have you guys.
Take a look around. Great
evening,
I know, but we couldn't get in. That's great.
I got to tell you, congratulations to you
Thank
on
you.
All of your success. I mean, the first time you were on this show, I think you guys have been open like for a few hours.
That's very true. I remember that day very well.
Has this community responded to, or what?
We couldn't be happier. I mean, the way that the neighborhood has just welcomed us, and everyone in the brew scene has welcomed us. It's just been so great, much better than we could have imagined. And here we are today, and everybody's having some food, drinking some beer, and we're loving it. We love being a part of this.
It's so much fun. And I tell you what, your story is no mystery to this audience. I mean,
right.
You and your business partners are working firefighters.
That's true.
In fact, I saw Jake Walker up there smoking the ribs in the parking lot,
uh-huh.
And I saw you looking at the smoke, and you were about ready to swing into action.
It's hard to suppress those urges, you know. But once you smell it and those ribs get your nose, it's just...
Yeah. You can hose Matt down, too, and feel the
It's been done. So anyway, it didn't take you long to already think about expansion.
Right.
Shortly after you guys opened up,
right.
You've got this amazing space, and I understand recently you guys have been doing a little shopping lately for some equipment. You got some new, bright tanks
fermenters and bright tanks coming in. Yeah, when we originally had this spot, it was pretty much, two-thirds of what you see right now. And so we knew right away that we outgrew it. And which surprised us. We had no idea what was going to happen. So when the space next to us came available, we took that. As soon as we did that, we knew we were going to have to make more beer. And so in order to do that, we needed more equipment. So it's kind of a long build-out process. It takes 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months to do it. So we ordered it a few months ago. We are waiting. All the infrastructure is set. We are like checking every day on the status, and we're ready to get those things in here and to get more beer, not only to the people at Sentinel Peak, but also to the restaurants and the bars around the state that serve us.
And around the state is a good thing because, you got a really good core group of fans here in Tucson.
Right.
But you guys are in Yuma. You're in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
You're in Phoenix.
Let's take the show to Yuma, man.
Let's do it. Where do we go?
Yeah,
but that's a huge testament to your success.
And it's a lot of hard work from our staff and the support that we've had here, because we could never reach out if it wasn't successful here. So we're just thankful to be around, thankful to make beer. We're making as much as we can. And if you come down here, you can see it. The brewers are brewing the beer. Like, it's all right here. It's all open. The chefs are making the food. The brewers are brewing the beer. Everything's sort of like this huge atmosphere where you feel like you're a real part of
it. So much fun. We're going to be doing a little special announcement a little bit later on in the show. We're going to be breaking some news.
It is.
I've been getting texts and emails from people saying, what is this news?
I know. I haven't got a single one.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, so a little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking about a special announcement that all of our listeners don't want to miss. But in the meantime, talk about what's on tap here. You got some seasonal suds.
So right now, the one I'm drinking right now, which is one of my absolute favorite, is Solnitsa. It's an Imperial Red. But if you look just a little bit forward, what we've got going is an Oktoberfest. beer. We've got our pumpkin ale for the fall.
Oh.
And then actually what I kind of forgot about is on tap right now, we've only got a couple gallons of it left, is a prickly pear pale ale.
We were just talking about that.
I got to do a quality check on that.
Well,
I got
hey,
a little
it's a tough job. It's a tough job. I do it every day.
I've had that.
Yeah.
I've had that. He actually makes a prickly pear glaze that would go beautifully, I would
say.
Yeah,
I'm thinking.
With
know,
the ale.
I'm thinking ham and egg here. You know what I mean?
We'll see about that.
So,
I don't know.
So the flavors of fall are within sight then?
They are. And the way brewing works, you kind of have to look at the date that you want to serve the beer and then go back, you know, 4 weeks or so.
Sure.
So as we look forward to the fall, we're going to start making the fall beers now. You know, our summer beers have come and gone. The prickly pale ale is here now. We've got a porter on tap. We've got, of course, our staples, the IPA, the blonde, the Salida del Sol Mexican Amber, and our Dunkel. And then a couple of others, and so we're just, you know, I was just talking with the staff yesterday, the crew, and saying, hey, what do we got to get this stuff together. We got to get Oktoberfest going. So.
Seriously. Well, I'm enjoying the Ice Break IPA.
Thank you.
Just
I love
beautiful.
That one. Thank you.
Now, when you guys opened up Sentinel Peak, how many years ago was it? You say
2.5 years.
You didn't have food. Now you're a full-fledged beer a brew pub.
We are. We had food then. It was, you know, kind of hit and miss, you know,
okay.
But as we've developed over time, our menu is fantastic. We know that we were really proud of our beer, and we wanted our food to match the beer. And so we have a menu. Not only do we have lunch specials where you can get a $3 pint, but in the evenings we've got date night specials, we've got flatbread pizza, we've got so many options for people, and we're family friendly, so you don't have to get a sitter, you can bring the kids. If you're running in and out, you can grab a growler, take it home, and do whatever you got to do there. We
understand. Oh, so they allow pets in the...
the pets can fit on our patio.
What's the volume on a growler?
64 ounces are the ones that we
serve. That would be a half a
gallon. Pints.
That's
four
right.
Pints.
4 pints.
Jeremy, how did you get into brewing? Like, is it when you're waiting into Firehouse to go down to Bull? Is that when you guys are brewing beer and practicing your recipes?
The genesis of the whole thing started when I was stationed in Germany and drinking German beers. It was a Dunkel was a beer that I drank.
Oh, there you go.
I came back home and basically complained to my wife that I couldn't get a good Dunkel. So on Christmas one day, she said, I'm tired of hearing you complain. Here's a beer kit. Make your own
make
beer.
Make your own. All right.
And then, you know, 5-6 years later, here we are. You're drinking that same Dunkel that I made.
That's awesome.
This is an historic moment happening right
it
here.
It is.
It's kind
and the
of.
Location is great because, as everybody knows, it's Tucson's only
Midtown
Brew Pub.
That's right. And we're really proud of that. We can offer something to somebody, to the people in this area that they just can't find. We got great parking. We've got the patio. Like I said, once it cools down, that thing will be great. We'll open up the garage doors. We're just really excited. We love the location, and we love the people, and we love the support.
We're talking with Jeremy Hildebrand. He's one of our beer brethren here at the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, again, southeast corner of Grant and Swan. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, don't go anywhere, Jeremy.
I won't.
Because we're going to be bringing our good friend Jake Walker in from the Rusty Truck Barbecue Company, talking about righteousness of ribs.
Right.
We're going to do the other side of the news break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Yeah!
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The heat is on in southern Arizona, and I ask you, is your grill ready for a busy barbecue season? Mine wasn't until I called Tucson Grill Cleaning, your go-to company for all things barbecue. Not only do they clean even the grossest of grills with an exclusive purification treatment that will breathe new life into your beloved barbecue, they also do grill installations and repairs, sell unique grill accessories, and give great advice. Don't you deserve a well-functioning appliance free of the nastiness that no grill should be subject to? Call the award-winning Tucson Grill Cleaning today for a clean grill of health at 245-7967. That's 245-7967. Or simply book your appointment online at TucsonGrillCleaning.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, southeast corner of Grant and Swan, here with a cast of culinary and cocktail characters. My celebrity co-host, the Fuego Daddy, the Z-Man.
I cannot out-alliterate that, I cannot do it.
We're also here with one of our brothers in beer, Jeremy Hildebrand.
That's right.
A great party, dude.
Thank you very much. We're really happy right now. This is a great evening.
I mean, the energy is just on fire.
It is.
I mean, normally I do the show like this.
I get that. I listen to your show. I can tell it's pretty calm.
So, you know, food is very serious.
Glad we
yes.
No, we don't do it that way.
Glad we could bring.
But
you
anyway,
up
here's a guy that creates a lot of smoke, and when there's smoke, there's fire. When there's fire, there's Jeremy Hildebrand. What a natural thing to do, to have great ribs alongside some great suds, and here representing a great brand, a great company, hardworking guy from Rusty Truck Barbecue Company, our good friend Jake Walker.
What's
is
up, man?
Here. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
How long have you been out there smoking them ribs, boss?
We were out here about 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
So, yeah.
What kind of ribs are you smoking?
We've got pork spare ribs out there.
Pork spare ribs.
All right. I think Matt started preparing for the show about that, too. Oh, no. That was 7 minutes to five, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you say Rusty Truck,
It's literally a rusty
truck. So, as I said, we're going to be talking a little bit later on in the show about kind of a special announcement that we're going to be breaking here live. But before that, if any of our listeners don't understand kind of the Rusty Truck story, give our listeners a sense of what this whole journey has been about, Jay.
Yeah, it started in southeastern Missouri. I grew up in a rural part of southeastern Missouri, about 60 miles south of St. Louis, and, you know, started cooking with my folks. My dad and my grandfather were big barbecuers, so I'd cook with them. Yeah, I see that ugly-ass club's hat on your head. But we would start cooking at parties and things like that. Grew up helping cook around. My folks were pretty hardworking folks, so cooked for the family, and that's where the passion started. Head to Lawrence, Kansas as a Jayhawk when I went to college. Spent some time there right outside of Kansas City, right in the middle of Kansas City, barbecue plethora. You know, that's pretty amazing country.
And for sure.
That's where I learned the barbecuing skills. Worked all through college in barbecue restaurants. Bought my own barbecue restaurant while in college. That's a story for another day, but I call it my epic failure, my MBA. And then, you know, moved out west and just played around. Had people ask. Started cooking just for friends and family. And then, you know, Rusty Truck just kind of grew out of that.
Now, you know, you hear Rusty Truck and you think, you know, in this highly trafficked food truck craze that we have here in Southern Arizona, that Rusty Truck Barbecue Company must be a food truck. Mm-hmm. But you're not a truck in the classic sense.
No.
I mean, you're going to private events and doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, primary catering focus, private events. You know, we pull the big ugly grill that everyone's seen. It'll know what I'm talking about. We pull it right on site. You get the sights, the sounds, the smells. And, you know, we bring an entire party to it. So, yeah, it's more of a private party-focused catering.
And isn't that, Alan Zeman, what it's all about? It's about the sight and the sound and the smell of barbecue, right?
Well, yeah, you got to do it right. It's got to be low and slow, and it's got to taste good, you know. And if it comes from a rusty truck or a red truck, doesn't really matter as long as you're putting it all together.
As long as Jake Walker is behind.
There is no Missouri rib cooker at the rib cook on my way.
Yeah,
just doing my research.
Yeah, no,
Kentucky,
no.
Indiana, Michigan, all represented.
Right,
so
right,
there's,
right.
There's an opening.
There's an opportunity.
Jake.
All right. Well, hey, sign me up.
So we got some great beers, as Jeremy Hildebrand was telling us about. You got a barbecue plate that you're kicking out here out of the truck. What's on the menu today?
We've got the pork spare ribs. We're doing a half rack and a full rack special, and then we're pairing it with some coleslaw, some spicy barbecue beans, and then Matt, who couldn't be here, his special concoction, the green chili cornbread muffin.
Oh, right on.
That's on the plate there with it.
And the ribs are going to be available.
Yeah, until they're gone.
As quantities,
until they're gone.
Last,
yeah,
they're going
until
fast.
They're gone, and based on the crowd that's in here, I don't know how much.
What do you think? Sampler,
kind of
half slab, full slab.
What's that?
Well, how are you serving them? Is
half slab and full slab.
Half and full. Yeah. You have any full slab orders that you've kicked out today?
Yeah, we have a lot. I've been watching around. We had, you know, we kind of had a quiet afternoon. We had a lot of people starting to sit around and wait. We pushed it pretty hard to get people to get here early because we didn't know what the demand would be like. But we're very, very pleased. I think Jeremy can speak to. This is a great crowd.
Right. It's fantastic.
I tell you what kind of beer you'd know. Alan's even went for the Dunkel.
We got to do a quality check on the Prickly Pear Ale.
I
just in a tasting glass. Oh.
I went on the Otero.
Oh, there it was.
Our producer
wow.
in chief.
She's like two steps ahead.
This is how Otero rolls.
That is fantastic.
No, but it's not for you. She ordered that for herself, Alan Zeman.
Chef to tell you.
I went for the Ice Break IPA. What are you drinking there, Jake?
I'm drinking the Blonde right now.
Right
I
on,
had to drink some of Alive and out there in the heat all day. I didn't want to go too heavy right out the gate, or I'll be peeling myself off the floor later.
We're going to be doing a trivia question a little bit later on the show. The first person that sends us a note with the right answer is going to get a gift card to experience Sentinel Peak for themselves. In fact, Jeremy Hildebrand might be here
sends
for
us a
selfie.
Note.
email.
What is
email? Right. Exactly.
Sends us a note.
We're going to send it an email.
Is somebody going to pass me a note or?
Listen closely to that. But look, the time has come, guys.
Right.
I can't take it any longer. Our listeners have been eagerly anticipating exactly what this news is. What is this big announcement? What is this breaking news? Why are we here today? What are we telling our audience?
We're going to go to a break now. We'll be right back.
All right.
Inquiring minds want to know, Nick Walker.
Pretty simply, we're announcing a formal partnership between ourselves and Sentinel Peak. Rusty Truck and Sentinel Peak are going to partner to scale our catering operation. Rusty Truck itself has been overwhelmed with the demand. And Sentinel Peak brings some operational expertise to us. They're going to help us actually scale up the brand and be able to meet the larger demand that's coming in. So it's a pretty exciting time for me. I'm really excited about these guys. We've worked together a lot. They're great guys. They're very, very focused on their craft, much like I am. They focus on great ingredients, experimentation, playing with different flavors, doing different things, much to the same way that we do. So I think it's going to be a great partnership. And, you know, then down the road, we've started the conversation, you know, probably the bigger excitement down the road is we're going to really work with their team and their bottling and distribution expertise because the Rusty Truck barbecue sauce needs to be unleashed. So we're gonna look at actually getting that into a distribution line. So
congratulations! Well,
what
great news!
We're excited. And what that's going to bring actually to us here at the Brew Pub is we're going to be smoking meat all the time. So our menu here is going to change. So we're going to have a lot more smoked options. We're going to have, you know, specials. Jake and I were just talking about the upcoming football season and how people can order catering and take it out. They can grab beer. They can grab all the smoked meat they want. They can get the whole package or as much as they want. And we can offer that. We're so excited to be able to add that element, you know, not only to us but to him and sort of Tucson and say, listen, come on down, grab everything you need. Take it where you need to go, but if you're going to stay here, it's on the menu too.
So on the catering side then, someone can call you guys, go over what they're looking for, what their vision is for an event, and they can actually bring the Rusty Truck cuisine and the Sentinel Peak. Are you sending out jockey boxes or things like that to private events?
We're going to do it. Our options are huge, and
oh,
so we've got a lot of different things. You know, you order one thing and everything is there. And so
suds on the sidelines,
one stop shopping.
We truly are bringing the entire party. You know, we at Rusty Truck we focused on, you know, bringing the party and bringing that custom experience to the clientele. And the only thing we're missing was some good beer.
I tell you what, now there's only so much Jake Walker to go around, right?
Right.
So I can imagine that training is an important part of this partnership because if they're going to be representing the Rusty Truck brand here under the roof at Sentinel Peak, they've got to do it. They've got to execute brilliantly. Do they have to go through the Walker boot camp of barbecue?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very strict conditioning program to start with.
There's a lot of pull-ups.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
A lot of strength test types. Like, no, we've actually designated a member of their team, Cade, who's going to be bringing the ribs out that you guys are going to taste here in a little bit. He's the designated pit master. He's been working with me for about the last month and a half, kind of in an apprentice role, really learning the tips and tricks of the trade. I'm going to not lie. It's going to be very difficult for me to walk away from that. You can just ask, even watching me today, I had to keep reminding myself to leave him alone, let him do his thing. So, we've got the team building them up, understanding, you know, anytime you put out the level of quality that we do at Rusty Truck and the guys at Sentinel Peak do, you got to make sure the team's trained, understand what they're doing so that product is consistent.
So this Live Rusty lifestyle is manifest in your catering operation. It's now going to be manifest here at Sentinel Peak. Can you explain, like, when you're doing your training, you have to tell that story so clearly to these folks now that have to adopt this live rusty lifestyle. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I mean, if I want to live rusty, Jake Walker, yeah. what is required of me?
Well, first of all, you got to take it down a notch or two because you're pretty intense.
And, God, you know, that is the best piece of advice that Matt Russell has ever received. I've been trying to tell him, but right. you put it all together there, Matt.
You know, so it's really about, you know, you mentioned earlier low and slow. It's really, you know, adopting that aspect into your lifestyle. You think of a rusty truck sitting in a field, you know, in the middle of the Midwest somewhere, and you go by, you just kind of slow down, relax, think about good times, and really be focused in the moment. And that's really what the Live Rusty phenomenon is about. When it comes to the cooking side and the manning side, it's to really be focused on the craft. You know, we're not just throwing ribs in a smoker. We're not just cranking out a mass product. We really need to understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, the way we're doing it, and be committed to that. And I think Cade, he kind of dodged out real fast there. He's pretty
shy. How do you do them? Do you start out with Rusty's rub?
Yeah, we rub them.
Give us the recipe, you know? Just how you put it. No.
You know,
the ingredients.
You have any idea how hard it was for me to give it to these guys?
But how you do it.
We had a whole swearing-in ceremony that had to happen.
I wasn't even included. Yeah, exactly. I don't even know. I wasn't even included.
It's
pretty elite crowd.
Yeah.
No, it's a pretty traditional rub. Typical ingredients, seasoning, salt, black pepper, garlic, those sorts of things. And then the sauce is something that's been a working product for many years now, coming all the way back to my college days when I was in the barbecue world back in Kansas City. And we've tweaked that and continue to tweak it and take customer feedback and continue to a little bit more. I'm not going to tell you anything that's in that.
No, but you rub them. How long you let them set before you cook them?
These were rubbed. First thing we do when we're talking about ribs specific is we got to peel them. That's something that is little known to a lot of the backyard griller.
Is
the key to getting a tender rib is peeling it first. So last night Cade was up peeling ribs and rubbing ribs, and then they were in the cooler, cool. And
you're talking about the inside membrane on the bone.
Exactly.
Now, that makes a big difference, right? I can't get that down. I've tried to do it. Now, you guys are pros, but I've tried to remove that membrane. I don't know what's going on. You just got to stop talking.
If you stop talking, it comes right off.
See, I think this gets back to the live rusty mentality. You got to slow down. You got to take your time.
Right.
You can't just go in there and hammer it.
I think the rusty truck rehab.
Drink about
you,
six beers and then do it. You'll be fine.
Central Peak beers, of course.
Exactly. Of course. You know, exactly. And the live rusty lifestyle, you know, it's funny because you go out online. I keep seeing people. And I, of course, have my Rusty Truck t-shirt on.
Thank you, by the way.
Of course, but people are wearing these. You're getting texts of people wearing the t-shirt on you know, islands, islands at like, you know, rock concerts, wherever, if the truck can't be somewhere, you can bring the story of the truck wherever you're going.
Yeah, we've been a lot of places where we haven't been there. And I commonly, you know, in the grocery store stuff, I run into people that ask me where that place is or where they can get a shirt or where they can do when I'm wearing it. So it's you know, we got a little bit of a culture there. And I think that's the importance. I think, you know, even with what Sentinel Peak's done here, if you have the culture, if you have the passion, if you have the focus around the product, you know, the magic happens. You don't fill rooms like this just cranking out something that you're not passionate about. So I think everyone here feeds off of that, and it benefits us all.
All right, we're going in. As I serve, as we plate up the ribs for Alan and myself to try, where can people find information about you, you know, online, website, Facebook? Give us all the particulars, and then, Jeremy, I'm going to ask you to do the same.
All right, sounds good.
RustyTruckBarbecue.com. I mean, everything is there. It's pretty simple. There's a contact form there. You can shoot us an email. You can reach us there by the phone number. We're on all social channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it. And then, you know, even now, if you have any specific catering quest or want to have more conversations, you can come down here to the Peak and have a conversation right here.
Right on. Jeremy, how can people find you?
You can find us on all the social medias as well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can call us, 777-9456, and on the website, which is sentinelpeakbrewing.com. And, of course, we'd love to have you down. If you have any questions about the Rusty Truck, you can ask us here. We're all set. We've been getting ready for this for a long time.
I love it. All right.
These are good, baby. You know,
for
a rib to be really good, the meat should fall off the bone as you eat it, but
not when
you pick it up.
Nice.
Beautiful
nice.
Smoke rib.
You like it?
The sauce on the side.
Yeah. That's a key. That's something I've learned very well. You know, when you go to a steakhouse and order a fine steak, they don't walk out with A1 all over it, right? So I subscribe to the mentality that if they serve meat covered in sauce, and they're they're trying to cover
cover something up.
The meat should walk. The meat should speak for itself, and then the sauce should complement.
Are both these sauces the same?
They are the same.
Okay, great. So
we just brought you a lot of extra.
The sauce has a huge following in and of itself.
Yeah, it's a unique product. There's a few things that we do. You know, it's a good mix, I think, of Carolina flavors and in a more of a Midwestern Kansas City style barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some aftertones that come out of the way we prepare it that are unique to the way we do things. And
Don't forget to try these green chili cornbread.
Oh, I already ate one of those, man. It glows, baby.
Matt will be upset if I
got to point those out because they're pretty gosh darn good.
They are. They're good.
This is a seriously good rib, man.
Yeah, they are good, yeah.
I'm glad I could meet the demand.
So what are we going to do now, Matt?
So you're not even dipping them in the sauce. See, that's the ultimate compliment.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
You know, when you grill a steak and your wife gets A1 out before she even takes a bite, isn't that a little offensive?
Right.
So.
I don't know where we're going to be broadcasting from next Saturday, but whoever's my guest is going to smell these microphones and say, where'd you get the barbecue? Anyway, well, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a stab at winning our trivia question. Again, we're going to be doing a trivia question right now. First person that sends us a note, sends us an email.
Via email.
With the right answer to the question is going to get a Sentinel Peak Brewing Company gift card. Can be used here. You know, you want to buy beer, you want to buy food, you want to buy merch, whatever you want.
Yeah.
What's a fun question to ask our listeners, guys?
So listen, we have this super spicy beer. It's called the Overhaul Beer. It has a bunch of peppers that we roast, Anaheim, habanero, jalapeno, poblano, and ghost chili. It's something that I started to make a long time ago, and it's got hotter and hotter and hotter. We serve it in-house. We make small batches. You can only get it 6 ounces at a time. And we make it with a lot of pride because the portion of the proceeds go to support a charity.
Oh, great.
And my trivia question is, what charity does our Overhaul Chili Beer support?
Okay. Wow.
It's not on the menu live.
It's the On the Menu Live Foundation.
No.
Exactly.
That's who it supports. So this super spicy beer.
It is. It's spicy. And I'm telling you, don't try it unless you like spicy stuff.
Yeah, because 6 ounces, I mean, if you don't know what you're ready for, six ounces is 5 ounces too
much. Let's do one, Matt.
Yeah, you got ribs already. So you might as well partner.
Exactly. The funds raised on this beer go to support a charity. And maybe we'll take, if it's not the name of the charity, because that might be a little inside, the cause. We want to know the cause of the charity.
That's fine with me.
First person that sends us an email with the right answer will get a Sentinel Peak gift card. The email address is, are you ready, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in. Hey, there's Mike Schmidt from Anchorwave. He's announced the celebrities keep rolling in. onthemenulive@gmail.com.
The internet is jammed.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Back a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, I think there's a Sentinel Peak Brewing dinner, a beer dinner, that's just around the corner over at the Horseshoe Grill. We might want to talk a little bit about that, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Thank you.
Now I got a full mouth. Here I am. Don't eat the rib during the commercial break. Note to self. This is On the Menu Live. We're broadcasting live from the Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, southeast corner of Grant and Swan. I've got Jake Walker's rubbing down my chin, man. The gorgeous, the fat of that rib.
Whoa.
Anyway, Jeremy Hildebrand with Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, Jake Walker with Rusty Truck Barbecue Company. Again, On the menu live at gmail.com. If you want to guess the answer, they do a great hot, I don't know, seven peppers, did you say, Jeremy?
It's six.
Six peppers.
Have you had it yet?
I did. I had it about six months ago.
I think there's some coming out here in a little bit, so you might.
I'm telling you.
It's legit.
Yeah, it's coming out. I get it, just a little taste. It was, you know. And that cost you $20. But it all goes to the charity.
Right, exactly.
Of course. Okay. We want to know the cause or the name of the charity that funds raised support. So as we were saying, before we went to commercial break, our good friend Kevin Bedience of the famous Bedience family over there at the Horseshoe Grill on Broadway and Pantano. They just did their first beer dinner with the Full Sail Brewing Company up in Oregon, and they said, "Hey, we're going to do we want to do a beer dinner with a local brewery. So, where are we going to start? Sepple Peak Brewing Company."
They started with us, and we're so happy about that. Like, we're really glad that they even looked our way. You know, it's something that we love to be a part of, the local food scene. You know, getting our beer out there, having them pair it with different foods than we pair it with. So it'll be something that's exciting. September 6th, I think, is what it is.
September the 6th.
September 6th.
I think tickets are only $40. I think it's a five-course beer dinner.
Perfect.
A different beer with every course. As I said, Nancy and I went to the one with the Full Sail. It was extraordinary.
Oh, that's awesome. We're looking forward to being a part of that.
Great price point and everything else.
And we'll get the beers out there, and we'll let you guys know.
Awesome. Okay, so, you know, we're right around the corner. I think September 10th or 11th
it's
or something is the kickoff for football
the mighty
season.
Grambling state.
And you can't imagine a college football season without a tailgate of epic magnitude. How does Rusty Truck do tailgates, Jake Walker?
People have seen it out there. They usually are like, "What in the world is that big ugly thing going down the middle of the mall?"
I think you're from ASU probably something.
But then they stand around, and the next thing you know, there's a few news crews, and it gets real exciting. So that's a story for another day. But, yeah, one of the big focuses for us in this catering partnership is running tailgate specials. So we're going to run – actually, you've seen these smoke specials that we've done on site here with Sentinel Peak. We're going to do that for every home game this year, and then we're going to offer catering packages on top of that. So people if you want to go to rustytruckbarbecue.com/tailgate, you can access an exclusive coupon. It's a 10% off coupon for tailgate packages. And we have these predefined packages that can feed anywhere from 10 to 100 people that you can pick up right here at the brewery. You can order it, pick it up, go straight down there and do it. Now, if you want the truck on site, that's a different conversation. Reach out to us. We will bring it out on site. That's a little more of an operation. But if you want to be part of the spectacle, it is.
I mean, if you're doing the kind of an event that is going to be memorable and it's going to have people talking for years beyond, you gotta bring the truck.
I would tell you, anyone that's done a tailgate with the truck on site, you quickly become the center of attention.
So better be careful. That's getting hotter, man.
You got to commit.
Now, see, when he said it was getting hotter, does that mean it's getting spicier?
Spicier.
Mean more people are buying it.
No. And we sell a lot of that, but it's a spicy beer.
It gets your attention. You can taste the native pepper in there, the native chili.
Yep.
It's good.
Chili.
It's good.
I roast all those chilies myself, except for the ghost chilies, which we toss in sort of at the end. So it's a legit spicy beer.
You know it's spicy when you're using the Ice Break IPA to hydrate beer.
You know what you pair that with, don't you? Shot of Patron, baby. That's it.
Nice. Hey, I like what this is going to be like a 3-hour show. We keep it
I know.
On.
It could be. We can arrange that. We'll just need to talk to our advertisers about that. What a great idea. We'll sit here at South Peak and do it every Saturday, for crying out loud. You talked about some fall flavors in the beers. What can we expect from Sentinel Peak as we get into the cooler fall months, Jeremy?
Like I said, Oktoberfest. I love an Oktoberfest beer. Our pumpkin ale is very popular. We call that Zuccapazza. It means crazy pumpkin in Italian.
Now, you didn't learn that one in Germany, though, did you?
I didn't. I learned it in Italy, but I brought it over. Beer names are hard to find, so I kind of go to the foreign words anymore.
The great pumpkin.
I know, that's it. And we just put the Reese's peanut butter cups into our porter.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram.
For our Reese's peanut butter cup porter, which we're going to have at Born and Brewed at Hotel Congress in mid-September.
Oh, make a deal for the Gregs on that one, man.
Did you have to take the little paper off of each cup?
I used to do it that way. Let's just say I don't do it that way.
Peanut butter cup porter. Absolutely
yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Now, if someone wants to have a conversation with you, Jake Walker, about bringing the truck to their event, how much notice do you need to provide, especially in this busy fall season?
I've been taking calls for the last couple of weeks. It's starting to come in now, so the sooner the later. You can either reach out. Our email is rusttruckbarbecue@gmail.com. If you want to email me, that's probably the best way to get it. But the requests are coming in now, so if you are interested in that, the sooner the later, because we do have a couple dates that are getting close to firm. So that's probably the biggest demand. So if you want it, we need to get on it now.
Get her done. Right. Anyway, what great news. Jeremy Hildebrand and Jake Walker partnering together, bringing their sense of excellence to the same story. You know, you didn't have to look far to find the kind of guys that you wanted to partner with, Jake. Jeremy and his brothers in brew here, hardworking firefighters of historic proportion. We're really excited to see this kind of come alive.
Thanks, Matt.
And plate together some righteous barbecue with some spectacular suds. It is going to be so much fun to watch this take off. And what better time of the year to do it than in the fall?
That's right.
We're thinking entertaining. We're thinking outdoors. Yep. And then enjoying the same story here indoors at Sunnel Big. Thanks so much to you guys for hosting.
Thanks, Matt.
And best of luck to you in this new partnership.
Thanks,
I know
sir.
Our listeners are going to be very excited.
Good beer, good rib. What more do you need?
That's right. Yeah.
You know?
That's a good Saturday.
And
yeah,
Jake's Cardinals
Saturday.
Beat the Cubs today.
Hey.
Finally,
hey.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you're the second Cub fan that's walked in. I don't know if Rosen's still here or not. I think he might have left.
Well, see, as an Orioles fan, you know, we've slipped out of first place for about 20 minutes all season long, so it's been a great season for us. But anyway, Alan, we have a couple seconds left. Where are you going to be partying later tonight?
Oh, well, I don't know later tonight, but this week it's the Adele concert, man. Hey. And then the following week I will be at... Well,
I'm going to leave that alone.
I have a request to take the wife. Then I'm going to Chavez Ravine to see the Cubs play the Dodgers in 2 weeks for a weekend series. Probably be another 8 in a row then. I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Alan Zeman, the Fuego Daddy, Jeremy Hildebrand from Sentinel Peak, and our good friend Jake Walker from Rusty Truck Barbecue. Thanks so much for having us on this show. Couldn't have done it without you. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, if you really want to listen to the show again,
who won the gift certificate?
It's going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Alan Zeman reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the Menu Live.
Cheers!